5 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. I am convinced 100,000% that the Thursday night special is cursed. It is no doubt about it. So I am giving you a new rule, Hooligans. If I give you the Thursday night special pick, then I'm going to give you the green light. I'm going to give you the blessing to go against it. I'm trying to help you guys out. So go against my pick every Thursday until I prove otherwise. What are you doing? What's the reason you go for two? I don't understand. There's no reason to go for two there. Did your kicker's leg fall off? What is happening? 28-22, Tampa Bay. So that was weird. What about last night's game? Both were last night, I suppose. How about the baseball game? That was pretty obvious, wasn't it? The disputed check swing call on Wilmer Flores. I mean, I picked the Dodgers to win, and I feel okay about it. This was rough.
Giants are down to their last out. Wilmer Flores, no balls, two strikes. And Flores, did he go?
He did! And the game ends!
A swinging strike three!
No.
Gabe Morales rings him up. The game is over, and the Los Angeles Dodgers are headed to the National League Championship Series.
Talk about a way to fizzle a really great baseball game. I mean, come on. That was rough. It was rough, man. I mean, it was a sad day. I picked the Dodgers. Eastside Chris. Colfax, reach out to Mike Shanahan. You got that? Colbs has got it. I'm sure Greeley has a place in his heart. Just say Brady Hull would like a few minutes. Done. Write that down. Actually, Colfax is in the back hanging out because he's just hanging out. It's like vacation mode. And Angel is filling in today. You guys remember Angel? Susan and Cheryl, extremely happy. Easy. He's like massaging his shoulders back there. Angel, how are you, man?
I'm doing good, Brady. How are you today?
I'm doing well. It was a weird night. I'm bummed about my Thursday night special, but I'm just going to advise Hooligans to go against it now.
You just can't get it.
No.
Can't find the rhythm.
I think it's cursed, is what I think. I think that these teams are listening. I think the Eagles were like, you know what? I don't care if we win. I don't care at all, but we're covering.
No, they waited until I made a bet, and then they decided to lose.
Isn't that the worst? I'm telling you, dude. DraftKings and all this stuff, it's evil. It is freaking evil.
I think it's just because I was listening to Tanner.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's your first problem. Welcome to the... This is what you... So, are you a Star Wars guy?
Oh, yeah.
So, what is it called? Like, Tanner's the dark side. That's the evil. So, what are we?
Galactic Empire,
we're the Force. So, the whole show's the Force. I don't know. What is it? The light side?
The Jedi?
The Jedi?
Yeah,
we're the Jedi. Everybody's rooting for us here. Schwint is Darth Vader, man. Like, he is the bad guy. And nobody's rooting for him. So don't take advice anymore. I went 5-1 last week.
I got to have some support for him because I am producing the show. So
yeah,
like,
but he's not listening. He doesn't listen to.
He's out at lunch right now, right?
Yeah, he's not even here. If he was listening, he'd be educated and he'd make the proper picks. Now I know I screwed up last night, but that's because the demons of hell are now running DraftKings. Obviously, it's absolutely ridiculous. I did pick the Dodgers though, so
that was a good game.
It was a great game.
That ending sucked, but...
How do you... Okay, Colfax knows this well. My philosophy on reviews. I don't like them. I think reviews in sports slow the game down, and for better or worse, we need to get rid of all of it. But all of it. You either go all or nothing. If you're going to review some things, what's the point? Review everything. So last night's no swing... He didn't go. That was a stupid call, bad call. If you are reviewing things, which they do review plays in baseball, you either review it all or you review nothing. And because you review some things, you should be able to review that. Especially to end a playoff game. What are we doing, baseball? I know you can't make that legal last night, but This is something where at the beginning of the season, you should do this at the beginning of the season and say, we are no longer reviewing any plays. I don't want to hear any bitching and moaning. Or we are reviewing every play. I don't want to hear any bitching and moaning. Noob saying, man, I've been doing that for months. What was I talking about? What was I talking about that he's been doing for months? Do you remember? Angel, this is going to be part of your gig. You got to write down things because my memory is gone. Noob says, Yoda, I am.
Nice.
Great. Now I've got the Hooligans stuck on Star Wars. Fantastic. This is going to be one of those Fridays. Are you more of a Star Wars guy or Star Trek?
Star Wars. Way Star. I never got into Star Trek.
I like to call it Star Trek because it really makes Star Trek fans mad. It pisses them off. I just enjoy it. But I don't want to make your grandpa mad. That's disrespectful.
Oh, no. He was a big Captain Picard fan.
Did you see why can't Shatner, when he's up and he's holding up the sign and he says, didn't he say like F you Picard or something like that? Like that's
cool.
That was pretty cool.
Get Mark Hamill up into space.
Yes.
Now.
Yeah. I'm sure it's next. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Okay. Here's the question for you guys. Because I do not, if any texters text this garbage text in and say, I watch all of them, then I'm not going to read it or I'm just going to get really mad. The Power to Play Sports poll question, which sport are you most into in October? You got to pick one. I know we flip back and forth. We have TiVo, right? We still have that. Is that what it is? Which sport are you most into in October? You got to pick one. The NFL, college football, the NHL starting, the NBA. I know we're still in preseason, but we're basically there. Wednesday's the first Nuggets game, or the Major League Baseball playoffs. What are you voting on?
I would say right now in October, I'm more NCAA football.
Okay.
I think November's when I get into the NFL, and then hockey and baseball or basketball after that.
So it goes college football's getting 33% of the votes right now. Go to thewholeshow.com to vote. Major League Baseball's second. Actually, I just refreshed. Major League Baseball's tied with the NFL in second place. The NBA and, surprise, surprise, the NHL is in last place on this one. So go vote at thewholeshow.com, and I would like to see where this thing ends up at the end of the show today. Let's read some texts. You already did it, double A. You're in, man. You're in, double A. Twin being in Cherry Mash. Husker football. Hey, I just got out of a meeting with the GOAT, double A. And a little birdie tells me, that's the place to go if you want to watch Nebraska games. Just telling you. Just letting you know. They loaded up over there. He said, Chris, back in my day, Captain Kirk was the man. Noob says, college football. College football. See, I'm going, oof, that's tough for me. If I had to pick. We got a caller on the First Advantage hotline, 970-353-1310. I think we do. They're talking Angel's ear off right now. Okay, who do we got?
Hey, this is Lonnie up here.
Monster! What is happening, Captain?
Hey, not too much. Hey, I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what I'm into, and I'm going to kind of stir up the pot here if I can.
Uh-oh.
High school football.
Why did I know that's what you were going to say? I knew you were going to say high school football. Well, did you see? You know what we have tonight, right? We have the huge Severance Resurrection Christian game tonight.
Yes, and I'm going to be listening to that one because I'm going to a game here tonight.
So you go, well, take the TuneIn app with you or whatever, or a little radio. Either way, man, I'm not going to tell you how to do your business, just as long as you get the job done.
Well, I got the headset ready to go.
All right, man. Yeah. Well, what else is on your mind?
I'll tell you what. You know, I've also been into the Major League Baseball playoffs here, too.
What do you think about my idea? You either review everything or you review nothing.
I'd say review nothing.
Yeah,
I'm like that too. It just slows it down.
Even though it's a controversial call last night, I am of the mindset that it's all or nothing.
Yeah.
Here's the other question: should we just have robots back there? Seriously, not umps, just like little lasers that can have the line and they can tell whether the bat crossed over.
tell you what, we do a better job what we got right now.
Yeah, I still, for some reason, it's hard for me because I still kind of like the human error in sports. Mm-hmm. It's kind of part of what we have crap to talk about the next day when humans screw things up. That's typically what sports talk is.
Yeah, it is. I think we got to keep the humans. It's more fun to watch them mess it up.
Yeah, I think so. Hey, Lonster, what's for lunch today, man?
Oh, man, are you ready for this?
Hang on. Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, I'm having enchiladas, refried beans, and also chips and nachos.
What kind of chips and nachos?
Chips with nachos.
Oh, chips. Okay. Oh, nacho cheese. Okay. All right. Yeah. I got you, Lonster. Well, enjoy lunch, man. Don't let me keep you from it anymore, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, my man. Noob says the Death Star surrounds the den. All right. 16 minutes after the hour, Zach Stevens is coming up next of DNVR Broncos. We're going to talk to him. Let's get into a big weekend, man. Mike Shanahan, legendary Broncos coach. It's kind of depressing. You're going to be honoring one of the greatest coaches, if not the greatest coach in Broncos history. And the guy that's going to be seeing him at some point is Vic Fangio. That'll do it. We'll be right back.
Clark and the Coach, weekdays at 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Twenty-one minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the whole show, powered by PDC Energy, live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Joining me now, Zach Stevens, our Broncos insider from DNVR Broncos. Zach, my man, I love catching up with you on a Friday.
Oh, me too. Great vibes today, Brady. And, man, just a little extra special with it being Raiders week and Mike Shanahan finally going in the Ring of Fame.
Isn't that something? It's amazing, but also kind of depressing because one of our poll questions, and we talked about this Tuesday, was, you know, could Vic be fired, essentially, if things don't go well the next couple of games? And you look across the field on the weekend, and you're going to see Mike Shanahan and so many amazing memories with this Broncos organization. So it takes us back to the golden days a little bit.
Yeah, it certainly does. And not only, I mean, Mike shouldn't just be in the Ring of Fame. He should be in the Hall of Fame with what he's done, back-to-back Super Bowls. And then, honestly, just everything he's done for the game, with his coaching tree, with his offense, just the way he's really changed the game of football for the better. He absolutely deserves a gold jacket.
No question about it, man. I mean, Mike Shanahan is just one of those guys. He's he kind of changed the game. He's just if you're skimming the surface, obviously his offensive mind was something that changed the game. I always think about Mike Shanahan and the freezing of the kicker. I know that's a very minuscule thing compared to what he has done in his career, but he created that. And some teams, I mean, they utilize that. So that's one of the many things that Shanahan's brought to the table.
Oh, yeah, you're 100% right. And like I said, you look at the coaching tree and what Kyle's doing now, and these are all variations. And Sean McVay, these are all variations of what Mike Shanahan brought to the NFL and what he's done. And I don't think just that he should be in the Hall of Fame. I think it's something that will happen eventually. But, I mean, he had to be in the Ring of Fame first. So this is a good first step for him. And very, very deserving. But one of the things as well, is besides just back-to-back Super Bowls, is what he did in the 2000s, where he didn't have the Hall of Fame quarterback in a 3-year stretch, 10-6, 10-6, and then, of course, the 13-3 season where he brought the Broncos to the AFC Championship game. He was not just a product of John Elway.
No, you're absolutely right. I mean, Jake Plummer was a good quarterback, but that year that they went to the AFC Championship, lost to the Steelers, I believe, that year, Jake Plummer, I think for half the season or so, we were kind of whispering, hey, is Jake Plummer like a dark horse for the MVP? So it's really cool how Shanahan kind of resurged that guy's career.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about that. And, man, you just wonder if him and Jay Cutler would have stayed together longer, what that would have been, because the talent on Jay was so obvious. And Mike and him were starting to click, but then obviously both went very different directions.
Yeah, I think about that often too. And the stretch, you know, with Mike Shanahan, all the different things that surrounded his career, you know, John Elway being an assistant with the Broncos, getting fired by the Raiders shortly into what, his second season, I think, and then being removed from the Broncos as an assistant coach because Dan Reeves is like paranoid that he thinks Shanahan's like gunning for his job. Like, there's so much history. So much rich Broncos history with Mike Shanahan.
Yeah, and then on top of that, I mean, it's perfect that he's going into the Ring of Fame officially and being unveiled in for Raiders Week because he was 21-7 against the Raiders and just showed the Raiders time and time again what a mistake it was that they let him go.
Yeah, and you think about that too, and you think about how he just wanted to beat the Raiders. I mean, that's when that rivalry was really strong because Shanahan hated the Raiders, and some people even knocked Shanny for that. They're like, dude, you spend too much time trying to figure out the Raiders and not enough time trying to beat everybody else.
Exactly. I mean, and the 21-7 record is just incredible. And then, I mean, in his career with the Broncos, over a 600 winning percentage for him. So over 60% of the time he had a win, 138-86 record for the Broncos. The best coach they've ever had.
No question. I mean, it was funny because I was thinking about the Nuggets stuff today because, you know, we had Jerry Schimmel talking about George Karl, and I was thinking, has Mike Malone surpassed George Karl as the head coach? And it's a debate, and you still got Doug Moe at the top. But for the Broncos, there's no debate, is there?
No. There's no debate. I mean, you got to start with the Super Bowls. He has two. Only one other person has one, and it was Gary Kubiak, and he was only here for 2 years. Now, Gary Kubiak should also be in the Ring of Fame because of all of his contributions to the Broncos, of course, as John's backup, then the great offensive coordinator with Mike, and then, of course, winning the Super Bowl as well.
What did you think, Zach, you know, looking back at the Shanahan days, his last year with the Broncos? I mean, as great as Shanny was those last few years, he was kind of more or less a 500 coach. And the Broncos were like, all right, we got it. It was kind of like the George Karl thing. It's like, hey, we're tired of being just kind of good. We need to find a way to take that next step. I mean, that set up this chain reaction of so many things. Shanahan is linked. He's like Kevin Bacon. He's linked to every portion of the Broncos. They bring in Josh McDaniels, arguably one of the worst eras in Broncos history. And then, you know, that's what kind of gets John Elway coming in and eventually helping out with that side of it. And then Gary Kubiak, the Super Bowl, the Peyton Manning. Like, it set off this new chain reaction of all these other great things and controversial things for the Broncos.
Yeah, it really did. And like you said, he's pretty much touched the organization in every era. And especially, I mean, just a couple of years ago, remember his name was brought up that John Elway wanted to hire him with Joe Ellis, put the kibosh on it. That would have been something else if he came back for a second stint. And you talked about those last 3 years. After the Broncos went 13-3 in 2005 and just missed out on the Super Bowl, they went 9-7, 7-9, and 8-8. And the way those seasons ended was the end of what was the reason the Broncos moved on from Mike Shanahan. Not only was the 500 record just not good enough for Pat Bowlen, but the way they ended, and just they should have made the playoffs those years, but at the end of the season, they just completely fell off, specifically in 2008, and that was just too hard for Pat Bowlen to go through. And what's crazy, Brady, and unfortunate right now, is the Broncos would be thrilled with the 500 season now. You know, if they're 9-8, everyone at the end of the season saying, okay, maybe a little disappointing after the 3-0 start, but look, that's four more wins than the Broncos had last year. It's going in that direction. And that sort of season was just not good enough 10 years ago for the Broncos.
Boy, things have sure changed, haven't they? And Shanahan was a part of raising those expectations, just like John Elway was. And now, like you said, Zach, we're at a point where we're like, just don't lose to a team like the Raiders who just moved on. Or, well, they moved on from their head coach. Like, we're at this point where, can you win games? Can you win 8 games just to kind of look at the playoffs? And things have sure changed over the years.
Yeah, they certainly have. And like you said, this game this weekend, Brady, is an absolute must-win for the Broncos. The season really rides on this game because if the Broncos are able to win this game, then they're 4-2. You know, it's still disappointing the last couple of weeks, but at the end of the day, 4-2, they will have a winning record by the time the bye comes around, and playoffs will be in their grasp just right after the bye. They'll be able to make a push if they're able to. But if they don't win this game, Brady, in 1 week from now, we're very likely talking about some significant changes, likely on the coaching staff, because if they don't win this game, I mean, the train is off the track, and it's going to be bad against Cleveland in just 6 days from now.
Maybe ask Mike Shanahan to stick around, to hang around the stadium. Just don't exactly. Leave the parking lot, Mike. We might call you in a week.
I mean, only a couple of years ago, that was John Elway's plan.
Right. Zach, tell us a little bit about this Raiders team. Obviously, Derek Carr, with everything going on, he's having himself a really good season. I'll be curious to see how that impacts him without Gruden anymore. But tell us about this Raiders team, because before they were in the headlines and the talk of the NFL with Gruden's situation, this team has kind of been in an interesting ride. I mean, they started off pretty red hot. A couple of weeks later, you're wondering, all right, are the Raiders the real deal here? So talk to us a little bit about, let's go on the offensive side of the ball, too. What do they do well that the Broncos need to be ready for?
Well, you said Derek Carr. I mean, when they started 3-0, he was averaging over 400 passing yards per game, which is just insane. He had a 435 passing yard game, 382 and 386. Brady, if you have those games over an entire season, that's fantastic. You start off and go three straight games with that, that is unbelievable. But then the last two games, when they've really struggled on offense, they've only put up 14 and 9 points, so averaging, you know, just like 12 points per game here. That Derek Carr has been very disappointing to his standards, only 196 passing yards and 206 passing yards. So that's the formula to beat the Raiders here, is they have talented running backs, but they don't really use them, and they don't even try to use them. And with the Raiders, it's about just slowing down Derek Carr. Brady, the Broncos should be a team that's in great position to slow them down. I mean, look at Von Miller. Look at this pass defense. It should be the best pass defense in the NFL, but it should be. It hasn't been the past couple of weeks. When you have Lamar Jackson dicey up, you let Ben Roethlisberger find the fountain of youth against you next week. So if the Broncos' pass defense shows up, they'll win this game. If they don't, Derek Carr is going to take over, and I fully expect Derek Carr to be the guy to try to dominate this game for the Raiders. After all the chaos this week, he's the leader on their team. So I expect it to all be on his shoulders. And Brady, he's a guy that can absolutely have success if everything's on his shoulders.
Yeah, I'll be curious to see how aggressive this defense is. And one of the things I'd love to see, and I know they got the fumble force, but I want to see some of those game-changing plays. You know, Von Miller breaking free, getting one of those, you know, strip sacks, and a guy picking it up and going a little bit with it, maybe even taking it the distance. Maybe this is that game where we see Patrick Surtain come up with a big-time play. Somebody needs to make a play, not just a good tackle, you know, force a punt at the 50 or whatever. I'd like to see one of those momentum-shifting plays by this defense.
Well, and it's great that Malik Reed did that last week,
right.
And maybe Malik Reed will continue to do that. But, Brady, why aren't the second highest-paid safety in the NFL, one of the highest-paid pass rushers in Von Miller, and, of course, highest-paid safety Justin Simmons, the $10 million cornerbacks, Ronald Darby, who has been out, so that's not on him, but Kyle Fuller, who's just been getting cooked. But why aren't these guys the one making plays on top of your Malik Reeves of the world? These guys need to step up. And also the interior of the defensive line, they've been fine, but I think it's fair to say they've been a little disappointing. They've been getting some push, but they have one combined sack. Shelby Harris has one sack. Draymond Jones doesn't have a single sack this year. This offseason, they were talking about having 10 sacks, each having 7 sacks. We are so far away from that. I mean, the high-paid guys on defense, for the most part, Brady, have been pretty darn disappointing.
Yeah, you need your stars to shine in a game like this because, you know, you're sitting at, 3-2. It's not the end of the world. That's a nice-looking record, but when you look at how we've got here, that's when you start to worry. Okay, you beat three bad teams. You lost to a really good team in Baltimore, and then you lost to a team on the road. I get it, and it's early, but still, we have a lot of questions about Pittsburgh. So you need your stars to step up and get this thing back on the right track. Zach, let's look over on the offensive side of the ball. Again, I sound like a broken record, but can we run a lot of times with Javonte Williams and Melvin Gordon? Just give them the ball all the time. Just want to see it.
Hey, I totally agree with that. And against this Raiders team, Brady, you absolutely should be able to. The Raiders statistically are very interesting. On their offensive side of the ball, like I said, they're an incredible pass team. On the defensive side of the ball, they're actually really good against the pass. They just don't get interceptions, but they're really good at limiting teams against the pass. However, they don't run the ball, like I said. They don't use Josh Jacobs and Kenyon Drake. And on the defensive side of the ball, they can't stop the run at all. So their team is bad in the running game on offense and defense, good in the passing game on offense and defense. And so that's something that the Broncos should absolutely try to expose. They're giving up 4.6 yards per rush on defense. Melvin Gordon is averaging 4.7. Javonte Williams is averaging 4.6. If you're anywhere close to those numbers, you should be pounding the rock 30 times this year. And the Broncos are so far away from doing that so far this season. You know, each of these guys is getting less than 10 rushing attempts per game over the last two games. Don't wait until the second half to try to establish the run. Do it in the first half. And don't be so predictable, though, either. You don't just want to run the ball to say, look, we ran it 20 times. You want to do it with the right circumstance and the right purpose, because Brady, in the first half last week, the Broncos ran the ball on every single first down. That's too predictable. Unless you're averaging, you know, 5 to 6 yards per carry on those, well, then, yeah, keep doing it because that's your identity. You're really good. But you know what? The Broncos weren't doing that. They were just setting themselves up in second and long, and then that turned into third and long. And it's really hard for any good quarterback to have success on third and long, let alone just any quarterback.
Yeah, it's like you said, it's almost like Pat Shurmur was flipping the media the bird just by running it so predictable. But you know what? We don't want to take these like personal grudges. You need to do what's right for this football team and figure it out, because we've talked about this religiously. This team, we like Teddy Bridgewater, and maybe he can do some really big things, but I still think this team goes, if their defense is elite, top five, and they're forcing turnovers, and then they run the ball. Those are the formulas. And I know it sounds simple, right? But that's what we're not seeing so far.
Yeah, you're 100% right. That's exactly the formula. And look, that was the formula in the first couple weeks. Broncos team looked fantastic in the first 3 weeks because their defense was stellar, giving up 8 points per game. And on top of that, their offense was doing really good. It felt like they were doing better than they actually were because they didn't actually have a 30-point game. So the formula was perfectly intact the first three games of the season. And then what happened? It blew up. The offense went from, you know, a borderline top 10 offense to a bottom five offense in the league. And the defense, even more disappointing, went from, you know, the best defense in the NFL, one of the two best defenses in the NFL in the first three games. These past 2 weeks, they've been in the bottom 10 of nearly every single statistical category. And the Raiders, they're a good team. They're not a great team, but they can look like a great team if you look like the way you have the past couple weeks.
This is a crossroads for the Broncos, for sure. If they lose to the Raiders, I don't know that Vic gets fired. Like you said, you got to go to Thursday. If you somehow beat the Browns, maybe that changes things. But if you lose to the Raiders, we've got a lot of big questions surrounding this team. If you beat the Raiders, you go to 4-2. You give yourself a shot on Thursday Night Football against the Browns to turn this whole thing around. So we're at a crossroads right now. Zach, how's it going down, man? Do you see the Broncos taking care of business and kind of getting this thing rolling the right way?
Man, they've got to, Brady. They have to, or else it's going to be hard to look at any other game on the schedule and say the Broncos will win that. Maybe outside of Detroit, the 0-5 Detroit Lions, although they're going to be playing for Dan Campbell. They love Dan Campbell over there. But outside of that game, if the Broncos lose this one, it's going to be a very grim outlook for their season. And on top of that, so the Broncos have desperation this week, which is, like I said about Pittsburgh last week, that's not something that you can calculate, and that's not something you can replicate. The Raiders, while they have some desperation, they have way bigger problems going on there. Like we talked about in the earlier the week, they probably only spent half the time of this week focusing on football, and in a game that's all about preparation, that has to hurt them. So I am giving the nod to the Broncos. The over-under is 44. I like it to be over. I like both teams to actually show some offense, which means that the defense may be a little disappointing on the Broncos end, but I'm going 27-23.
And I just looked at -4 right now for the Broncos. So there you go. Zach, appreciate it. Spot on, man. Appreciate you as always. There's nobody better. You continue to grow in this industry. And, man, it's an honor to get you on. Now 2 times a week. We love talking Broncos with you, my friend.
Oh, and I love being on. Thanks so much for having me, Brady.
All right, my man. Zach Stevens, DNVR Broncos. Seriously, go follow him. Z-A-C Stevens, DNVR. Nobody better, in my opinion. He's just he's flat out getting after it. 39 minutes after the hour. Don't forget, coming up in about an hour or so, I'll have my picks. I went 5-1 last week. We're feeling fantastic with our local picks. This is one where I'm going to say, hey, we feel great about this. So, Thursday night special, not so much. But when it comes to the weekend's local picks, it would be a very good idea to tune in and listen to the pick segment coming up in the second hour. 39 minutes after the hour, let's jump out of here real fast. Angel, get the latest on the local sports flash.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. OCR physicians, doctors Tumper, Gray, Anderson, Vischer, Lancaster, they serve as a team, a group of physicians that works with CSU. They work with their 16 varsity sports programs. And the reason I like to bring up their connection with CSU and the Eagles, they are top-notch. Colorado State trusts them with their athletes. The Colorado Eagles trust OCR with their athletes. That means you can trust them. Because if they can get these finely tuned, amazing athletes back on to play at an extremely high level, then they can get folks like us back on the right track as well. That's Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies. Their website is orthohealth.com. Check them out today to see to see the list of physicians and all the wonderful things that they do. That's orthohealth.com. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number, and we'll get you in, and we'll get you a nickname going. But there's a lot to discuss. Our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is up and running, so go vote on that one. I'd love to get your thoughts on that. So what are you watching now? Like, you're picking your favorite thing. I know you're watching everything. You're looking at everything, but what are you going in? What are you really focusing on at this point the most? What's your favorite thing? As far as October, because October's jam-packed. You got baseball playoffs. You got football. You got college football. You got the NBA starting up next week. You got hockey rolling. So what are you voting on? And it looks like college football's winning. 40% of the hooligans are saying college football. 26% saying the NFL. 20% now at the Major League Baseball playoffs. Then it's the NBA. Then it's the NHL. So the NHL... For our hooligans, which is, I mean, listen, I don't talk a lot of hockey. So a lot of the hooligans that follow us probably know I'm not talking a lot of hockey. So maybe that has something that correlates. But I am going to talk more hockey this year. Did see that Gabriel Landeskog is going to miss the next two games for the Avs. But still, I think that's a minor setback for the Avs. We'll get McKinnon back in and Bednar, obviously, under the COVID protocol situation. But I wouldn't be too stressed out this early in the season for the Avs. Still got to think that they're the ultimate favorite to win it all this season. The Nuggets are probably floating around top five or so. I don't think they're a favorite by anybody. And again, without Jamal Murray for a good portion of your season, that you're going to wonder how that's going to work when he does come back. 47 minutes after the hour. Tell you what, we got to take a break. We got Football Friday coming up at 1 o'clock. We're going to bust into all things football. Broncos, Raiders, CSU's on the road against New Mexico. UNC's on the road against UC Davis. CU's at home against Arizona. Something going to give? We'll find out. We'll talk about it next. It's a whole show powered by PDC Energy.
And your home for the Denver Broncos is 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back to the whole show. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios on the Rocks Liquor. Bringing us our game beer of the week. This one's from Sam Adams. It's an Oktoberfest. It is my absolute favorite beer. Might pick some of that up tonight for the weekend, man. There's some good games. It's going to be on Friday night. Good, maybe just interesting games. You got San Diego State and San Jose State, Mountain West, and San Jose State. If they get Starkle back, can they rebound after getting smoked by CSU last week? So there's some interesting ones. Oregon plays Cal. I think Oregon's favored by two touchdowns almost on that one. So a couple of intriguing Friday night matchups. So stop by on the Rocks Liquor. Pick up some of the best beer around, Sam Adams Oktoberfest. And tell them we sent you here from the whole show powered by PDC Energy. They're off of Highway 34 and 47th Avenue, kind of a catty corner across from Buffalo Wild Wings. First Advantage text line. is 888-530-0043. Yeah, we do have some exciting news, by the way. We just partnered up with the GOAT in Greeley as the official sports bar of the whole show. Susan and Cheryl love that. I mean, outside of here, they're hanging out over at the GOAT watching games nonstop. You guys can ask for autographs, but love that place. Of course, the official home of the UNC Coaches Show, so I've been going there a lot. It is it's great. I mean, dude, if you want to watch games, they have the NFL ticket on Sunday. Not many places around have NFL ticket where you can watch any game, locally owned and operated. Great place. Noob says, hey, Noob, you must know the owner. Is that right? I think we need to give Alex a nickname. Alex, the owner of the GOAT, and a great guy, and they get it. That place is sensational. Love, if you just want to go grab a beer, grab lunch, grab dinner, watch the games, they have tons of great happy hours that we're going to be telling you about more and more throughout the process. But we've got the GOAT in Greeley, man. I mean, make this place the sports bar. Got our local sports bar. There's a couple of little places and stuff, but you got, you know, ultimately you're looking at Old C's and Buffalo Wild Wings, and that's cool and all, but man, this is great. Noobs, or Dixon says, not sure the Den is going to be happy with the new the new sponsor. Again, we got the official sports bar. The Den gets more free press on this show than anything that's ever happened in the history of the world. I mean, my bosses are going to eventually be so mad because the Hooligans talk about it. Well, I'll tell you what, guys, if you ever want a break, stop by the GOAT. If you ever want a break from that noise. I've had two Den references today. What is the over-under for Den references here on a Friday? You going to go 4.5?
I'd say about 3.
3 today? Well, we're already at 2, Angel. I mean, we're...
Hey, I'm not a betting man yet, so... I'm just getting into this.
I'm going over on that big time. You take that over. If Angel's setting the over of Den references every day at 3, we're going over on
that.
It's
only my first day on this show, so.
It's true. It's true. You, of course, Angel's been helping out, doing a bunch of great things here. Excited to hear what you're doing with Tanner on NoCo Now, man. I mean, that's got to be fun, right? That's kind of fun. It's a little bit of fun.
It's a good time.
Not so much fun.
Tanner and I spent a lot of time together over the summer with the internship, so. We feel good about NoCo Now.
Okay, you feel good. Well, it's good. You're helping that show out a lot.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, you know.
I won't tell that to Tanner.
No.
I can say it to you.
Well, he's not, like I said, he's not listening. If he was listening, he wouldn't say silly things like Lamar Jackson's going to be out of the league in 3 years, or Steve Adazio should be fired after, you know, 5 games or however many he played.
He's got 2 coaches that he's called for firing so far.
Who was the other coach?
It was Adazio and Fangio.
Okay. Well, yeah. I'm not calling for Fangio to be fired yet, but these next 2 games, pretty pivotal, I think, in what his career looks like with the Broncos.
Yes.
I mean, if you lose to the Raiders, you're not firing him because you have a short turnaround on Thursday, but if you lose to the Raiders, how the hell are you going to beat the Browns? I think that there is so that one, I can kind of like get close on that one with him, but the Adazio thing, I mean, that's just absolutely crazy looking at that overall. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043, 888-530-0043. Power to Play Sports poll question of the day. Which sport is getting most of your attention right now? Is it the NFL? Is it college football? Is it Major League Baseball playoffs? Is it the NBA? Is it the NHL? College football is still leading this thing. I'm curious to see where we end up on this one today. College football's rocking, and that's what Angel voted on. 25% is the NFL, still Major League Baseball, 3rd. So football's king. That's what we have learned today. I mean, surprise, surprise. We learned on the whole show that football is king.
In other news, water is wet.
Exactly. That's exactly right. Tanner says, to be clear, I said Fangio should be fired. So he is listening, Angel. So hopefully he didn't hear everything you said about him earlier today. To be clear, I said Fangio should be fired if they lose Sunday. But then you have a quick turnaround Thursday. So you shouldn't fire. You can't fire anybody when you have a quick turnaround Thursday.
No, Tanner wants heads to roll.
He always wants heads to roll. I mean, a guy can be 10-0 and he loses one game and Tanner's freaking out. Like, he's upset. I get it.
I was going to say what happens tonight, but I'm not even going to bring that energy here. I won't even bring that energy to Tanner's game tonight.
He doesn't want that energy because he's the quarterback's coach, of course, for Severance, and it's a big game tonight, and he's nervous. I know, but he's ready. They're excited. But that game's going to be on KFK tonight, dude. It's like the biggest game around as far as prep sports. So we're looking forward to it. Busy second hour coming up. We got Football Friday ready to rock and roll, man. I'm going to give you my picks. I got UNC, CU, CSU, Broncos. Do I look at Air Force? Air Force has got an interesting one, very interesting one. I've got Hooligans wanting me to talk more Air Force, so we're going to look at that. We're going to look at my at-large picks, one national college game, one national football game. We'll get to all that and more in the second hour. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Football Friday coming up next.